This moment should be happening. One way to be miserable and confused is to conjure up a long-term need. I may be okay right now, but I'll need a husband by next year. Another way is to believe thoughts that object to the present moment. The two have a lot in common. In both cases, you're living in thoughts that separate you from what is. You're arguing with reality instead of enjoying or simply dealing with it. A friend of a friend of mine was working on a construction crew in the middle of a Michigan winter. It was a blustery 15-degree day, and the wind tore a large sheet of plywood off the roof. It landed on one of the workers along with a load of snow. The rest of the crew watched the carpenter as he got to his feet, brushing off the snow and checking himself for damage. They were expecting a burst of foul language. Instead, the carpenter said, "I like it like this," and began to laugh. The other workers lost all control, rolling around with laughter, tears freezing on their cheeks. Nothing better could have happened. What does this story have to do with love? It is love. The opposite of love might be those moments when you are completely disgusted with what is happening, when you have a fit of total rejection, shock, or regret. Everyone knows what is usually the last word on the black box flight recorder recovered after a plane crash. It's the same word you might say when you've locked your keys inside your car and you're late for a meeting, or right after someone cancels a date at the last minute. Many people's lives are constantly punctuated with little fits or tantrums in which they express their rejection of what's happening. What are the thoughts that come at these moments? I'm hopeless. If he hadn't done that, she always, I knew better than to do this. Many of these thoughts are about what you would have done if you'd known better, or seen it coming, or remembered. You think that if you had done something other than what you did, you could have stayed in control of events. Oh, shit, marks the point where reality and your plan parted ways. Things don't seem to be going your way, and to the best of your ability, you're going to fight reality even if all you can do is swear, kick a rock, or give someone you love a hard time. The more you stick to the belief that you're in control, the more of these moments there are in your life. Some people reach a point where they're fighting reality at every step along the way. That's how they react to the thought, I'm calling the shots when no one seems to be listening. It's a war zone in their minds. The alternative is to expect reality not to follow your plan. You realize that you have no idea what's going to happen next. That way, you're pleasantly surprised when things seem to be going your way, and you're pleasantly surprised when they don't. In the second case, you may not have seen what the new possibilities are yet, but life quickly reveals them, and the old plans don't stop you from moving ahead, from flowing efficiently into the life beyond your schemes and expectations. Pick your moment. The keys locked in the car. The icy patch where you slipped and broke your leg. The phone message canceling the date you longed for. The moment you found out that he's not coming back, find the thought that comes with the expletive, she's breaking up with me, my life is over, and ask, is it true? Can I absolutely know? How do I react when I believe that? Who would I be, just in this moment, if I didn't believe it? Then turn it around and allow life to show you the new way to move forward, the way that you haven't seen yet. After some practice, you don't have to stand by the phone asking four questions. The questioning becomes a part of you, dissolving stressful thoughts before they can affect you. When your old plan is gone, your mind immediately fills with new possibilities. You've taken time off to meet your girlfriend's flight, and there you are, still standing at the gate after all the passengers have walked by. It takes a few phone calls to figure out that you wrote down the wrong date for her return flight. Apparently, the flowers you brought were for a little girl who happens to be standing nearby. The long subway ride home is now free time for you. You pick up a novel you've always wanted to read. You invite a friend over to share the delicious dinner you had so thoughtfully pre-cooked. It's a good day. The little panics and painful twinges actually disappear when you give your mind this kind of education. It spends less and less time in hopelessness and frustration. Questioning the thought that arises when you hit a bump in your life can radically change the quality of your whole existence.
We leave the coffee shop and get into the back seat of the car together, a hot cup of coffee in my hand. My husband helps me settle in, smiles at me, puts down the heavy backpack in the space next to me, and bumps into the hand holding the coffee. It spills over my lap and hands. Hot. The clean clothes I put on for work, 2 hours away and were running late-ish, are now stained and wet. I keep still and notice a sticky feeling of cream and sweet and low on burned, very wet legs, hands, and fingers. It's okay. The truth is, I'm perfectly fine. I wait to see if blisters begin to rise, and they don't. He says, "I'm so sorry." He looks shocked. I notice the thought. He knew I was holding hot coffee, and I can see that if I believed that thought, a burst of anger would arise from it. And as I notice it, the thought immediately and gently sinks back to where it came from. I also notice that the thought is accompanied by the slight smile that comes when you hear a good joke. I can't know that at the moment when he put down the backpack he was aware of the coffee in my hand, even though he was with me when I bought it. He should have remembered that I had coffee in my hand. No, that's not true. I see that I myself can't remember what I don't remember. It's not a possibility. He doesn't care. How can I know that? And also, how ridiculous. His whole life is about caring. And besides, can you make yourself care in the moment that you don't? Again, not possible. As we drive along, my mind makes an occasional attempt to comment on the incident, and I can't find one valid reason to be angry, suffer, resent, attack, or be separate. Once we've mopped up the wetness with some tissues, there is nothing to do but enjoy the scenery of the New England landscape on a beautiful spring day, hold my husband's hand, now that mine is empty, joke around about the coffee spill, smile, and continue our, in my opinion, very pleasant journey.